Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please take your Bible this morning and take your Bible and turn to the book of John, chapter 8. We're going to begin reading at verse number 30. I'd like for you to stand as we honor the reading of God's word this morning. John chapter 8, verse number 30. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye should be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. And verse number 36, everybody in this church get a hold of this morning. If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. All right. Brother Dan, would you pray for this morning? Everybody can be seated.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time of the service.
Yes.
God, Lord, we can come and open the Bible, and God, we can be fed by the word of God.
Help me, Lord, today.
Lord, we ask today that God be blessed and Lord meet with us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us forget about all the festivities.
And yes.
Lord, the things that will be done today and tomorrow. Lord, we ask that you help us, Lord, and focus right now.
Yes. Yes.
And God help him, Lord, to say what you would have him to say.
Yes.
And Lord, just bless and God, your will be done in this service.
Yes.
Lord, for be one here today that is lost, that God could deal with that heart. God, may we see him saved before the day's over. Lord, we ask that you bless. God, just have your way.
Yes.
Lord, bless the service now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Now, as you all know, today is the 4th of July, and today is a day that we as Americans celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence of the United States of America. Now, that was on July the 4th, 1776. And I want to begin this morning because this may have sort of a negative negative outlook to it when I begin, but we're going to get some help at the end of the sermon, so stay with me, okay? I'm very thankful. Listen to me. I am very thankful to be born an American. Very, very thankful. I'm very thankful to live in a country where I can at least at this moment, freely assemble and worship God with other believers. Amen. I am thankful for all the men and women who have shed their blood in a foreign land so that we could have the opportunity to assemble here this morning. And then, I'm thankful that, Lord willing, we're going to be able to come back here tonight and have a service and celebrate together, go out and have food and fellowship in a way that many people around the world, they don't have the privilege to do what we're going to do tonight because they don't have what we have because they do not live in America. However, there's always a however, I guess. I must tell you as candidly as I know how that America really isn't free. That's right. It's a lie. The title of my message this morning is The American Lie. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're saying, oh, preacher, we are a sovereign state. We are an independent nation. Is that right? Did you know that every president that we've had in this country for the last 40 years, with the exception of President Trump, were for a one world government? Every one of them. There are people running America that don't even live in America. They're not American citizens. You ever heard of the New World Order? It's real. I'm not talking about Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. I'm talking about the real New World Order. Not Monday Night Nitro or whatever that used to be. I don't know if that's the right one or not. There is a New World Order. There is an Illuminati. There's people that's not even in America running America. And now in our country, you have a bunch of young people, mostly 20 and below. They hate this country, and they would love to see it ran by a communist regime. They love it. And listen, you don't really own anything. Knock it off. Knock it off. You don't own anything. You don't, well, brother, I paid my taxes. I built this house. I've got, knock it off. I'll tell you what you do. You tell the Department of Transportation no when they decide to put an interstate through your back 40 that's been in your family for 150 years. And what will happen is you will get a check for in the mail or maybe electronically, and it'll be a check for fair market value of the land, and they will in return build their interstate right through your back 40. They'll do just what they want to do. But I want everybody to relax and take a deep breath. Don't strip a gear here on the 4th of July, okay? The big lie, listen, the big lie that I'm talking about is that America as a whole is not a country full of free citizens, but is a country full of slaves. Let me tell you, America is a country full of people who are slaves to sin. Slaves to sin. Jesus said in our text this morning, verse number 34, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Now, if you don't believe that we are not a free country, if you don't believe that this is not a country full of slaves, let me just give you just a few statistics, and then we'll try to get some help this morning and see what the Bible says. We'll go back to our text. First of all, I want you to think about the drug problem here in America. There are 22 million people who suffer from active drug abuse right now in this country. 22 million. 23 million are in addiction recovery, opioid drugs, prescription painkillers. It's a trouble. Listen, it is so bad in this country right now that they encourage business owners and people in the community to keep Narcan on hand for those who overdose. And this is what's shocking and outstanding about this thing to me. These are not doctors administering this drug. These are not RNs. This is Uncle Jim Bob down there at his old retail place. Where'd I put my Narcan? That boy ain't breathing. Can you imagine that? I don't want Uncle Jim Bob sticking me with nothing. I want to go to somebody that's qualified. But the drug abuse and the drug problem is so bad in this country, they're encouraging people. As a matter of fact, I heard an advertisement on the radio advising people to get it, and they assured them in the advertisement on the radio that you cannot be sued if you use it. But it's so important that you need to have it on hand. We are slaves to drug and dope in this country. Slaves to it by the millions. That's a big lie. Home of the free, America, America. Now, some of you don't fall out on me. I served my country. My daddy served his country. I got uncles that served my country. I got people that fought. My granddaddy, my mother's daddy was a paratrooper in World War II. He come back with shrapnel in him. I've got a great, however how many great grandfathers it is that was a prisoner of war up there at Gettysburg where my wife is from. Probably some of her people to help torture them or something. I've even got a great, great, great grandfather. I think it's a John Knowles or something that goes back to the Civil War. So don't you come up here and bull rush me and give me a hard time about it. You don't love our country. I love our country, but I love God more and I love the Bible more. And if God's put out with it, I'm going to tell you. He's put out with this country. And we are not a free nation. We're a nation full of slaves. Slaves. That's what we are. Slaves. Debt. The average American, what I've researched, has $90,000 worth of debt. You buy things you don't need to impress people you don't even like. Do you know what that Bible says about debt? Listen, man, you don't even have to go to Dave Ramsey for this. Just open your King James Bible. That Bible says that the borrower is servant to the lender. You want to go see Brother Roger, do you? Well, you're going to be his servant then. I'm his servant right now, amen. He's a pretty good master. Debt. You know why people are in debt? Because you're slaves to it. Got to have it. No moderation, no temperance. We're slaves in this country. And we don't care if the repo man comes and gets it. Who cares? I'll enjoy it as long as I can. Some sucker will jump up in the middle of the night in his Fruit of the Looms and run to the door with his pistol. Hey, what are you taking my car for? With his old wife beater shirt on. They're taking your car, sir, because it ain't your car. You didn't pay your bills, you idiot. That's why they're sneaking around out there at 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning and driving your car off. Everybody all right? Some of you look like you've seen the repo man. Alcohol in this country. Here is a statistic. Right, I didn't make this up. This is out of the Washington Post, 2017. 1 in 8 American adults in the U.S. population now meet diagnostic criteria for an alcohol disorder. They're slaves to liquor. This country is slaves to liquor. There's no telling how many will be killed on the highways in the next few days. Liquored up, killing innocent people. Don't you tell me I can stop anytime I want to. You're a liar. It's taking your health. It's taking your money. It's breaking up your marriage. Your children won't speak to you. You barely can hold down a job. You can't quit. You know why? You're a slave to the bottle. You're a slave to the bottle. That's your master. We have such a problem in this country with sex and pornography. Do you know the recent statistic that I got was that STDs are on the rise and the increase in the nursing home? That is so discouraging to me. Personally, I was hoping that one day when that time came for me and they put me away, I wouldn't have to worry about that anymore. I was thinking, man, when I get old and out of my mind, they put me back there in that room, the last thing I'd be thinking about is that. It's discouraging to think that it ain't. STDs in the nursing home. Do you know in America, somebody is sexually assaulted every 6 seconds? The pornography problem in this country is out of control. Your stupid little smartphones is the propagator of most of it. You parents, listen now, you probably already mad, so I'll just go ahead and just shoot for the stars. What in the God's name is wrong with you to say that you give unlimited access of a smartphone to a 13 and 14 year old? Give them a flip phone. I know the teenagers don't like this. I know that you don't like this. I know everybody don't like this. Listen, man, I'll go home and take a good nap today because all of y'all are wrong and I'm right. Yeah, I'm just that confident. That's pretty cocky, ain't it? I'm still right and all y'all are wrong. You can't give a 13 and 14-year-old, you can't lock him out of that phone. He knows way more about that phone than you do. You cannot give a 13 and 14-year-old, a normal boy, I don't care if he's been raised in church all of his life, access to be able to get up naked pictures and God knows what else he could get up on there. He's going to do it. Matter of fact, there'd be something wrong with him if he didn't want to. What are you folks thinking? I don't understand what people are thinking when you let your 14 and your 15-year-olds go off and date. Help yourself, man. Do whatever you want to with this today, brother. I feel like preaching. And then they come to me, I just don't know how my 14-year-old daughter ended up pregnant. You don't? Man, did daddy say something like that? You stupid daddy? Don't you know what was running through your mind when you were 15? The same thing that run through the fellow's mind that got your daughter pregnant. You let them run off in a dark thing with no supervision. You think they're going to just come back. Oh, they were in there reading the Bible together. You're crippled too high for crutches if you believe that. I met Darby in Bible college. I went there to be a preacher. She went there to serve the Lord. But after I seen her a time or two, I wasn't as godly as I wasn't thinking about God all the time when I got around her. You say, was you a good fella? Yeah. Did you have pure intentions? Yeah. What happened? I looked at her. So that's what happened. You know what it says over in 2 Peter 2:14? Have an eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin. They're slaves to it. We are animals in this country with animalistic desires. You're just like that old dog down there by the road in heat, out in front of nowhere. Don't even know, no control. That's what America is, and it's in the church. Amen. A church full of slaves. Slave to the pornography, slave to being a whoremonger, slave to being a fornicator, slave to being an adulterer. Slaves to technology. It controls you. Your smartphone is your master. You know why the kids were able to get such... And by the way, let me just tell you something. I want to tell all these young people, these sweet girls sitting here and different ones scattered around, how proud that your pastor is of all of you. Very proud of you. Y'all went to camp and you behaved yourself. You did real good. You're real helpful. You're mindful. You let the Lord deal with you. You've come back with a great spirit. I'm very, very proud of you. I want you to know that. I want you to know that. And one of the reasons that they were able to get in touch with God is because they took away their cell phone. Amen. And one of the reasons some of you can't get in touch with God, adults, I ain't preaching to the youth. They got it all last week. They got double barrel of it. I ain't preaching nothing to them. I'm preaching to you, Daddy and Mama. Well, I just wish my youngins would get right. No, bless God, I wish you would get right. And maybe they'd stay right. Amen. Just feel it a little bit this morning, brother. Maybe it's a, and the rocket's red glare blowing off your little hair. Listen. You are not going nowhere with God until you have no other master. We are to be His servant. He is to be our master. And when money and success and phones and business and anything else takes the place of Christ, you're a slave. You're a slave. The first thing most of you would do, probably me including, as soon as you're able to get out of here and you say, God, thank you for letting me go, is you would check that phone. Do you know why? I know you don't have a little statue of Fat Buddha in your house. I know you don't have a totem pole in the backyard. But I know what you do. Oh, cell phone. Oh, Android. Oh, Apple. Oh, Verizon. Oh, can you hear me now? Some of you are enslaved to public opinion, fashion, and popularity. We have people in this country that don't even know what bathroom to use. If you got trouble with that, just see me after church. It won't take me 5 seconds to explain it. It's very, very simple. You can quickly be classified and directed to the right place. This country has all of our young people now thinking it's cool to be an LBGQT, RSUV, TOVBWXYZ, BR54329, and anything else that stands for perversion. Perversion. They're slaves to it. They walk around with devils in them.
Amen.
Doing their wicked desires.
Well, that's good preaching.
Amen.
And now in our country, we're slaves to fear. 24-hour news. 24-hour weather channel. A tornado come through and blow up another house. So what am I going to do? That's 1,000 miles away, man. Oh, no, Jim Cantore, he's out there. You know, they don't send him out until it gets bad. I've been watching that weather channel before, and he's out there. Oh, the storm's coming in. The waves are doing, and I can't hardly stand it. Some dude just behind them. They're sensationalizing it to keep idiots like us watching that mess. What are you going to do if a tornado's hitting down there in South Alabama? Pray for my kinfolk, but ain't no sense in you getting all upset about it. Slaves to fear. Slave. We can't wait to hear Dr. Fauci get on there and tell another lie.
Amen.
Listen, folks, we're not a free nation. This country is full of millions and millions of slaves. They are slaves of all color, all gender, intellect, economic classes. They are in every state in the union. They're in every city. They're in every community. In almost every home, they are slaves to sin. America is not free. We are a country full of slaves.
Amen.
Now let's look at our text and see if we can get some help in the next few minutes. We don't have to be slaves to sin. We don't have to be a part of the American lie. And I want you to notice in our passage this morning that the Lord is speaking to the Pharisees. Now he spoke to them about being set free spiritually. But they mistakenly applied it to a national or physical freedom. And even in that, they were deceived. They claim there, they say, Abraham, we're of Abraham's seed, and we've never been in bondage. And these are very, very educated, the most educated people of their time saying this stupid stuff. At the moment they were saying that, they were in Roman bondage. And I reckon they conveniently forgot about a thing called Egypt. But that's how sin does. You just mess you up. As Jerry Clower says, we got people around here that's educated beyond their intelligence. But I want you to notice that Christ told them exactly how they could be set free from sin. And he said, if he sets you free, it's then and only then that you're really free. So let's look quickly at our scripture. And I want to see how a man or woman can truly be liberated and set free. I only have 2 points this morning. And that'll be the message. Number one, do you want to be set free this morning? Then you must believe the truth. And by that I mean the truth of the gospel, or to believe on him. Verse number 30. And he spake these words, many believed on him. Listen. You cannot even hope to be set free unless you're born again. You have no hope to be set free. If you're sitting here this morning and you're lost, and you've never been saved, you cannot help but to serve yourself and to serve this world and to serve the devil. That's your father, the Bible says. And you will never, ever, ever break the chains of addiction. You have no hope. Your spirit is dead apart from Jesus Christ. And listen, if you're lost, you only have one nature in here. You don't have the new nature to help you. You only have one nature, the old flesh, the lost nature. You're a natural man, and the Bible says that a natural man cannot understand the things of God. So you cannot be liberated unless you get saved. Do you know what getting saved does? It will liberate you from hell. Listen, it's not that you are going to be under the wrath of God. The Bible says that you're present tense right now. If you're lost, you're under the wrath of God. John 3:36. The wrath a God abideth on him. It's present tense. It's right now. Right now. You're just waiting to go into hell one day. You have to be born again. If you're not saved here this morning, I invite you to come and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. You can do it right now. But if not, don't leave this place lost this morning. And then point number two, these are not long. This is very important, because you may be sitting here and you say, but I am a Christian. I know that I'm saved. I know that Christ lives within me. But there's some areas in my life I'm not free. What is that, Brother Dennis? Here's an important part of this passage. Not only must you believe the truth, but number two, you must continue in the truth. Listen. Not you must continue in the truth, not for salvation. That's settled. You must continue in the truth to be delivered from slavery. Notice this passage. First of all, I want you to notice again that it says the truth shall make you free, not set you free. Again, that's from watching too much Sanford and Son. That's listening to Esther. Watch her take the purse and hit Fred in the back of the head with it. The truth shall set you free. No, that ain't what it said. It says the truth shall make you free. But listen to me. Listen. Actually, knowing the truth will not make you free. I'm not a heretic. Just stay with me. Listen. Knowing the truth will not make you free. People have taken this particular scripture and misquoted it. They misunderstood it. And they misapplied it. As a matter of fact, not only will knowing the truth not make you free, it will in fact condemn you. Not only will knowing the truth actually not help you, it will work against you. How about that? We got to get the passage. Now look. When you read your Bible, one of the most important things you have to notice is not just the words, but you have to notice the punctuation. The punctuation, I believe, is just as inspired as the words because it helps you to understand the words. Here's how this thing is misapplied, misquoted, and misunderstood. Notice what he said, verse number 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, notice that, then you are my disciples indeed. Now they were already believed on them, so they're, at least I know this is before the cross, so you get into some hairy theology here. But in that sense right there, they already are saved in that sense. But he said, if you want to be my disciple, you have to continue in my word. Notice what he says. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. What's that punctuation? That's a semicolon. Do you see it in verse number 30? Who sees the semicolon? Do you know what that means? That means that 32 is related to 31, and you cannot take 32 without taking 31 first. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Do you see what he's saying? A man is not made free by simply knowing the truth. A man is made free, and he's signified as a true disciple of Christ by continuing in the truth. Do you know what this youth need? They got plenty of truth over there at camp. Now, young people, you need to continue in it to stay free. It's not a one-time deal. Well, I heard the truth, and Brother Dennis preached a pretty good one, and I put application to it. Great, you have to continue in it. You're only made free when you continue in the truth. And this is not for salvation. Again, this is for freedom. You must die daily. 1 Corinthians 15:31. I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. You die to yourself. You know what that is? That's continuing on in the truth. You reckon yourself dead. Romans 6:11. Likewise reckon you also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's continuing on in the truth. You walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. Ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That is continuing on in the truth. Truth doesn't help you if you don't put truth into practice. Just having an intellectual understanding of something does nothing. You know what I heard a preacher say years ago? And there's absolutely some truth to it. I don't say it too much because some of these lordshippers and retreaders use it a lot, but there is some truth to it. That preacher said, some of you are going to miss heaven by 12 inches. You're going to miss heaven by 12 inches. Why? You got it here, but you don't have it here. I can tell you the gospel. I know what the gospel is. I know what all the gospels are. I know what the dispensations are, blah, blah, blah. Okay, have you ever said to God that you are a sinner and you are on your way to hell and you are worthy of hell? And have you come to Christ and said, Christ, I know that I cannot save myself. I know I'm going to hell. I deserve it. And I trust in you and you only to save me. If you haven't done that, I don't care how much of the gospel you know, you're going to bust hell wide open. You're just as lost as a golf ball in high grass. You're going straight to hell when you die. I don't care how many Sunday school classes you've ever taught. You have to receive Christ. It's not up here. It's down in here. So as you all can plainly see, America is not a free country. We are in the worst bondage that a country can be in. You say, how is that? Well, no, it's not an evil dictator that has taken over our country. It's the evil devil. Many of the slaves of this country are going to die. And then they're going to be bound hand and foot and thrown into an eternal burning prison, because that's where prisoners go. That's where slaves go. And many of the saved Christians in America are going to die saved, go to heaven, stand before the judgment seat of Christ bankrupt. Why? They never could get that freedom that Christ desires for every believer. Now, I want to say this, and I'm closing. If you're lost here this morning, you can only escape that eternal prison of fire by being born again. I implore you to receive the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. If you're saved here today, you have Christ living inside of you, and you have everything you need. 1 John 4:4, I heard that's your .44 caliber right there. You're of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's within the world. He's in the world. Now, what does that mean? Well, it don't mean nothing if you don't apply it, but that means I got something greater in me than anything coming up against me. Right. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That ain't to claim $1 million. That ain't so some stupid boxer puts it on his robe and goes out so he can knock out somebody and earn $10 million. That's a bunch of blasphemous nonsense. That's telling you right there that you have somebody living in you that can help you overcome sin. Amen. That's what that is. Help you overcome sin. You can have glorious freedom, as the old songwriter wrote about. Believe the truth. Continue in the truth. Walk in the Spirit. The Bible gives you the promise that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh if you do it. I pray God to set some of you Christians free this morning from that one or two besetting sins, or maybe some of you have several. But if you're saved, you can be set free. I'm inviting you one more time. Why don't you, during the invitation time, if the Lord leads you, won't you come and bow down before the Lord this morning? And I don't care what the time is. I'm asking you not to get up until you can stand up and say, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty I'm free at last. Because the worst kind of slavery is slavery to sin. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Even now, if you need to come, you come on.